Hi, good evening. It's 8 o'clock in Yerushalayim, and we'd like to think about one of the aspects of Yitzhak Mitzrayim that's reflected in a pasuk here in Beshalach. First, let me remind you, in Shmot Perek Dalet, Moshe Rabbeinu is asked by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to lead the people out of Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu responds in an odd way. You see the pasuk, Vayan Moshe, and Moshe Rabbeinu answered, Vayomer hein lo yaminu li. He says, how can I go and lead them out of Mitzrayim? They're not going to believe me. You see that word, yaminu, yaminu li. Lo yishmu bikoli, and they won't listen to what I say. Ki yomru, they will say, lo nire eilecha Hashem. Now, God did not really appear to you, Moshe Rabbeinu. I don't know exactly what it was that Moshe Rabbeinu was thinking, but this is a response that nobody today could imagine them giving. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and says, I've got a little job for you. Guaranteed success. I mean, you can't even imagine how easy it will be because God will be with you all the way. Vayan Moshe. You see those words that Moshe responded? It's not like he didn't ask a question. He disagreed. He disagreed. Why did he disagree? Vayomer. And he said, here is my disagreement. Why? Why did he say that? Well, how did he know that they won't believe? I mean, that was a kind of a normal thing that people don't believe. So he'll do miracles. We all know that that's what the Torah says. When somebody comes and says, I'm a prophet, you have to ask him to do a miracle. Hem lo yaminu li. Means, Em lo yaminu li means, I, Moshe Rabbeinu, am confident that they won't believe. V'lo yishma'u b'koli. And they won't listen to me. Ki yomru, they'll say, lo nirei lecha Hashem, okay. So Moshe Rabbeinu will do something, so, so God will give him away. I mean, why does it have to be confrontational? Vayome lav Hashem, the next pasuk, God said to Moshe Rabbeinu, ma zeh biyadecha? Vayome matan. He said, what are you holding in your hand? He says, I have a staff. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, I'm going to give you a couple of miracles, but that would be the case if Moshe Rabbeinu had not disagreed, if he had responded in a more pleasant manner. He doesn't have to say, v'heim lo yaminu li. So as a just a an aside, I want to look at the Rashi. Rashi, Maze Biyadecha. You see, Vayomer Elav Hashem, Maze Biyadecha. It's a Kriya and a Ktiv, sort of. The two words, ma ze, what is this that you're holding on to? I mean, I've told you many times that the word ze is understood by Chazal as being important, even though for us it's kind of a little word that gets swallowed up. But ma ze means I'm pointing to it. I'm defining it in a special way. And Moshe Rabbeinu responded that he's holding on to a staff, and that tells you that the staff is going to be important in this matter. But if you look at the Rashi, Maze Biyadecha, right? You see in the text, Maze Biyadecha. Just a second, let me get it. Maze, you see, the vocalized is two words. And the unvocalized is one word. That's how they do the two possibilities, right? So that the way it's written in the Tanakh is mazeh, this. And that is can be also read as mazeh. I mean, like the two words, if we didn't have an issue that we were dealing with, we would say, you know, it could happen. It's orthography. So Rashi says this, L'chein nichtav teva achat. So why is it that in the Torah, it's written as one word? The two words are written as one. You see that over here? Right? One word. One word. He says, Lidrosh mi ze shebiyadcha. In order to teach us that the words ma ze biyadcha, you should really get punished. You, Moshe Rabbeinu, should be punished. You had doubt where there was no reason to have doubt. You suspected the ones who gave no indication that they're not going to listen. They're going to follow you, God says. So why should you doubt that? So the mazeh is written in a way which encourages a deeper understanding, and that deeper understanding is that Moshe Rabbeinu did something wrong, which is an emphasis on the question that we were asking. Vayan Moshe, v'hein lo yaminu li, v'lo yishmu b'koli. They're not going to listen, they're not going to know, they're going to yomru, and they're going to all say, plural, God did not really appear to you. Right? That's what they say. Now, another pasuk in our parasha. Perek Yudalet Pasuk Lamed Aleph Vayar Yisrael Et Hayad HaGdola Asher Asa Hashem B'Mitzrayim. Vayar Yisrael. And Bnei Yisrael saw. They saw. I mean, you know that Vayar, as the Hamek Davar points out, is like also the word Yirah, fear. See it and fear it. That you come to a certain level of connectiveness to Hashem through Yisrael. Vayar Yisrael Yad HaGdola Asher Asa Hashem B'Mitzrayim. We saw the Yad HaGdola. The Yad HaGdola Asher Asa Hashem B'Mitzrayim, Vayir'u Ha'am Et Hashem, Vayir'u. They feared. They were fear, but fear, not the kind of fear that drives you away. The kind of fear which is attractive. There is the kind of like doubt, like the cave. You go into a cave, you want to go further sometimes. Want to see what's really there. So Yir'ah is not always off-putting. But Yirah, fear, can be attractive. Vayir'u ha'amet Hashem. So they saw, Vayar Yisrael. They were close to what was going on at the Yad HaGdola, the great arm, Asher Asa Hashem in Mitzrayim. Vayir'u ha'amet Hashem. Vayir'u ha'amet Hashem. Vayaminu b'Hashem u'b'Moshe Abdo. Now, what does that possibly mean? Vayaminu b'Hashem u'b'Moshe Abdo. I mean, what is Moshe Avdo? I mean, Moshe Avdo became very important. I mean, we know that when Moshe Rabbeinu died, he's given, and the name that he is given is Moshe Avdi. He's called Eved. He's called the servant of God. Now, why is that? Of all the things that Moshe Rabbeinu did, and all the things that Moshe Rabbeinu taught, how does the notion of Eved, of slave, fit into the description, the eulogy of Moshe Rabbeinu? I mean, what is it? So first Rashi says, "Vayah Yisrael et Yad HaGdola." What do they see? Rashi says, et ha-gvura ha-gdola Shasta yado shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Et ha-gvura, the great power that God, shasta yado shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, they didn't see the arm of God. That's anthropomorphic and unacceptable. Means they saw the result of God's actions. And the result of actions is like saying, Yad Hashem. It comes from God. It doesn't mean that God, they saw God's arm. Rashi doesn't like that. So Rashi says that the Gvura Gdola Chasta Yado Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Yad HaGdola means. The Ramban, which you could look up, but not on the sheet, but I can explain it to you. The Ramban says, you have to go look at the Kabbalistic interpretation. What's the Kabbalistic interpretation? You know, people tend to fear Kabbalah for some reason. Actually, a lot of Kabbalistic literature is based on a certain kind of appreciation of pshat, of what the words mean. So the Kabbalists would say to Rashi, okay, it's very good, you know, Yad HaGdolah, you have it, but why did the Torah use the simile of Yad? Why is it that when it comes to the greatness of God's actions, we use the word Yad? We could have used the word Zroa, arm. We could have used the word power, koach. Why did we use the word Yad? And so the Kabbalist has an explanation that Yad is Midat Hadin, the harsher form of justice, right? There's Din and Rachamim. And Yad is the Din. So Vayah Yisrael at the Yad HaGdolah, because it is Din, it's more noticeable. They saw Mitzrayim Tovim Vayam. They saw the Egyptians drowning. They saw the walls of the Yam Suf collapsing. They saw it all. So that's called Vayah Yisrael. Not only that they knew it, but they saw it. And that's why you say Yad HaGdolah, because it's God meting out punishment to Bnei Yisrael. So we don't understand. We don't understand why it is that Moshe Rabbeinu argued with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as though he came up on his own with this idea of having miracles, and why Moshe Rabbeinu is called Eved Hashem, and why, in this specific pasuk in Perek Yudalef pasuk Lamed Aleph, it says "Vayaminu b'Hashem u'b'Moshe Abdo." What does that mean? Why couldn't they say "Vayaminu b'Hashem"? The Torah would have said "Vayin b'Hashem u'b'Moshe." It was Moshe derives his power from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Everybody understood that he derived this. If they were doubting Thomas's before, certainly now at Kriyat Yam Suf, there are no longer any doubting Thomases. So we look for a moment quickly at what the Hamek Davar says about Vayaminu b'Hashem u'b'Moshe Avdo. You see it here at the end. Just one second. Vayaminu b'Hashem u'b'Moshe Avdo. Sha'ad ko haya makom adayin lachshob ulai koach Moshe b'kishuv o b'yidiat shemot HaKodesh Gadol Kol Kach. Until now, you might have thought to say that the power of Moshe Rabbeinu is Kishuf, Kishuf is magic. That he had certain power, Obi Yidiat Shemot HaKodesh Gadol Kol Kach, Lasot kol ha-makot tzedi, that you could have imagined that Moshe Rabbeinu was doing everything, Lasot kol ha-makot, v'gam kriyat yam suf, And that even Kriyat Yam Suf was done somehow by Moshe Rabbeinu, by himself. He did it by himself. This is the Hamek Davar has a theory that that people were not punished equally in Egypt, but they were the people who were more devoted to being anti-God, and those who are less devoted, they didn't get the same punishment even in the Yam Suf. Lasod kol ha-makol, t'vigam kriyat Yam Suf, aval ha-tashir ha-agmul l'kol echad b'ashkacha k'pi ma'asav. Now that they saw that everybody was getting what he deserved, ha-minu ki'ach yad Hashem hu. So they believed that only God could do that. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't do that by himself. Moshe hu avdo v'lo osem mida'ato chas v'shalom. So if I ask you, why does it say Vayaminu Bashem of Moshe Avdo? It's to diminish the position of Moshe Rabbeinu in the universe. Vayaminu Bashem, they understood that God had ultimate power over Moshe, but not Moshe. Moshe Avdo. That's what they understood. They realized, they knew that Moshe was Avdo. So it was important for the Pasuk to tell us, according to the Hamek Dovar, it was important for the Pasuk to tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu was not the one who did the miracles, that God did the miracles. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do Kriyat Yam Suf, God did Kriyat Yam Suf. I find it difficult to understand why anybody would think that Moshe Rabbeinu did Kriyat Yam Suf. Okay. Well, I mean, we don't have to be critical about what the Mefarshim said, but we have to kind of figure out how this all fits in. So there's a spot I met, which I found. I admit I didn't know it. It's in Pesach. Spot I met, it goes Breishit Shmot VaYikra BaMidbar Devarim, and in each of those original volumes published, they also are the appropriate Yamim Tovim. But in the new edition put out by Oretz Yom, they put all the Regalim and Purim and Pesach in a separate volume. So if you want to find Pesach, you have to make sure you know which edition you're looking at. So again, it says, V'yaminu b'Hashem v'Moshe Avdo. Here it is, the Sfat Emet. The Sfat Emet. V'yadua ma shekatuv b'sfarim. This is the way, you know, the Rebbe talks. Ma shekatuv b'sfarim. Which Sfarim? You know, Sfarim, you should know everything. Don't you know everything? That the notion of amunat chachamim, like believing in the chachamim, yicholim lavo leemunat haborei yitbarach. Emunat chachamim can bring you to emunat haborei yitbarach. Can bring you to believing in a more profound manner, HaBorei Yitbarach. He, emunato lemala me'emunat chachamim, because the belief in the Borei, in the Creator, is greater than, more elevated than, emunat chachamim. Emunat chachamim is a level, like if you get to emunat chachamim, to believe in the chachamim, you on your way, but not yet achieved emunat habore. Avuhu bechinat, avuhu habore, God. Bechinat, it contains the aspect of ani rishon v'ani acharon. In other words, there's no time in the world of God. There's no before, there's no after, there's no time, things don't change, it's always there. Ki yesh emunah b'Hashem mikodem, v'zeh mevi le'emunat chachamim. He says, but this idea that there's no time in God's, in the world of God, that brings you right? The Amunah, the basic Emunah, brings you to Emunat Chachamim. V'achakach ba'im le'emunat amitit v'Hashem Yitbarach. So there are these, like, sort of stages in belief. There's the belief that is natural, let's say, natural, that you derive from yira, from fear of whatever it is that is going on, right? Fear of whatever is going on. Yesh emunah b'Hashem mikodem. People can believe in God, but not on that level, right? And from that you can get to emunat chachamim. Somehow the chachamim, and you know, the chassidim were very much involved with this idea that if you're with the Rebbe, if you're with the Rebbe when he's davening, with the Rebbe when he's doing mitzvot, somehow that enhances the mitzvah that you're doing. It enhances the mitzvah that you're doing. And he says, Ze mevi lemunat chachamim, v'chakach ba'im lemunat lemuna amitit v'Hashem yitbarach. And that in turn can bring you to emunat chachamim. I said emuna amitit, I'm sorry, the true faith amitit v'Hashem yitbarach. V'chein ha-seder b'kan, and that's what I learned from this pasuk. V'yaminu b'Hashem, achakach b'Moshe, v'achakach az yashir, she'b'shira ba'u b'nei Yisrael amitat, la'emuna amitit kanal. Again, what does the pasuk tell me? That first there is v'yaminu b'Hashem. There's the kind of faith in God that is available to everybody. It's something you can do. But beyond that, Uvimoshe Avdo, a higher level. And Moshe Avdo can bring you to Emuna Amitit B'Hashem Yitbarach. Again, V'chein HaSeder B'Kan, that's the order of the pasuk. Ve'aminu b'Hashem, v'achakach b'Moshe, v'achakach az yashir. And those are the levels. Az yashir, the highest level, because it's the community of faith. It's not somebody distinguishing himself by the faith in the minyan. It's everybody together. Everything is like a powerful kind of faith. So you see that the Svata Yemeta is using this pasuk to generate a different idea. And quite impressively, he leaves out any reference to the word Eved. He leaves out a reference to the word Eved, but we might be able to tie it all together. So you remember, the Svata, the Amek Davar, the Netziv, he says that Vayaminu B'Hashem Moshe Avdo, Vayaminu B'Hashem Moshe Avdo, Moshe Avdo is the height of Emunah. And the height, according to the Hamek Davar, the height of Emunah is dislodging yourself from foreign imaginations. In other words, it's not Vayaminu B'Hashem Uve Moshe. It's not Vayaminu B'Hashem of Moshe according to the Hamek Davar, because Vayaminu B'Hashem of Moshe has to be Moshe Avdo, because you have to disconnect yourself or dissociate yourself from the notion that Moshe Rabbeinu was responsible in any way for Yitziat Mitzrayim, that he had that kind of power, was able to do that kind of thing, right? The Svat Emet, who has a different way of looking at the lesson in the pasuk, says that first Vayaminu B'Hashem, and then B'Moshe, that schleps you up higher. And from the level of Moshe, you can get to the true faith, the level of true faith. And the word Avdo doesn't exactly fit in. So he doesn't mention it. So if, with your permission, we go back to the beginning. Go back to the beginning. Why not? Vayad Moshe vayomer. And Moshe Rabbeinu had an argument. Vayomer v'hein lo yaminu li. Don't you remember? He said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rambam. Remember the Rambam? I know that the Rambam lived a long time after Moshe Rabbeinu. But in any event, if Moshe Rabbeinu had said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remember the Rambam? And the Rambam says that people where did Avodah Zarah come from? Where did this idea that you could worship other gods come from? In Bereshit, I mean, you're talking about people who talked to God, who walked with God, who understood that God was in charge. So where did Avodah Zarah come from? Avodah Zarah came from a misapprehension. They said, maybe when God created the world, he created the sun, he created the moon, he created the stars, and they all affect us, the sun and the moon and the stars. They all affect us. And maybe that's because God wants us to recognize them, the sun and the moon and the stars. And God wants us to serve the sun and the moon and the stars. And that's where it came from. Eventually, if you read the Hilchos Avodah Zarah, the first parak, the first halacha, halacha one, halacha two, and the Rambam lays it out. The Rambam lays it out. So, Vayan Moshe Vayomer, Vehem lo yaminu li, hey lo yaminu li might mean, they don't believe me, no, but they don't believe that I'm not doing it. Velo yishmu'u v'koli. And they won't listen to me as much as I protest. I won't be able to teach them the truth, because they'll be denying the truth. V'lo yishmu'u b'koli, they won't listen to me when I tell them that kiyomru. They'll say, lo nirai lech Hashem, you probably were doing this on your own. You're doing it on your own? V'yomei lav Hashem ma ze b'yadecha v'yomei mater. Let's solve the problem with miracles. But you know that miracles don't solve the problem. After all, that's the lesson of Yitziat Mitzrayim. The lesson of Yitziat Mitzrayim is that the Egyptians were not affected in their belief by the Eser Makot. We'll show you that you can't actually do it. But when they came to Yam Suf, and they did Kriyat HaYam, they understood that that's something that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do. V'yah Yisrael, the next pasuk, V'yah Yisrael, the Yad HaGdola, Asher Asa Hashem B'Mitzrayim, Asher Asa Hashem B'Mitzrayim, V'yiru Ha'amat Hashem, V'yiru, shall I say it again? V'yiru Ha'amat Hashem, here it is, just one second, V'yiru Ha'amat Hashem, God fight the people, feared God, meaning they didn't think any longer that this could be Moshe Rabbeinu's innovation. You are the Hashem, Vayaminu Hashem, Uve Moshe Abdo, Uve Moshe. They believed in Moshe as well, but he was Eved Hashem. He wasn't in place of God. He wasn't God's appointed leader in the religious sense. He was Moshe Avdo. And so from this pasuk, the Sfat Emet says, you have to understand the reason there are people with different kinds of religious devotion, achievement, is because they're there to help us. That emunah, faith, is a growth product. It's something that you can develop again over time. Vayaminu b'Hashem uve Moshe Avdo, according to the Sfat Emet, Moshe Avdo can be instrumental in getting me to the level of Emuna Tahora. And so Moshe Rabbeinu, the argument that Moshe Rabbeinu might take a different form, might sound a little bit different, but there's no doubt that Moshe Rabbeinu achieved in Kriyat Yam Suf, in Vayaminu Bashem, Ubimosha Abdo, and then Az Yashir, this people who were newly formulated as the religious community, sang the song together. All the best. Have a good Shabbos. Be well.
Thank you
very much, Rabbi.
Bye bye.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you.
Be well.
Shalom.